ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanu la'inu rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah, precisely dua supplication number 8. And we are looking at the third thing that the Imam alayhi salam asks refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the frailty of patience. And he says, وَضَعْفُ الصَّبْرُ. We spoke about sabr and patience from different dimensions. Today, I want to look at patience from the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about patience, it's a trait, it's a virtue that he wants his believers, his followers, and those who take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be their guide to keep in mind. Now, we have many, many verses that talks about patience, the reward of those who are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifies a special group and he calls them as-sabirin, as-sabirun, and so on and so forth. So I want to look at some of these verses and see if we can learn a thing or two from them, and hopefully that me and you get to apply and practice in our life. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he looks at those who are patient, he says that those who are patient, they will be exempt from the questioning on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Surely those who are patient, they will be given the reward without any questioning. Now that's a lofty reward that anyone would want to have. I mean, I don't want to start a trial in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get to heaven the quickest way. And those who are patient, they get that pass. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about patience and those who are patient, and He has prepared many rewards for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He Himself says He prays on those who are patient. When we do salat, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do salat on the Prophet and his household, and we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, it means we are praying and we're asking Allah to have more lofty position in heaven. So we ask Allah, you know, to elevate the Prophet. When Allah prays on us, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to elevate our status too. Now, can and does Allah pray on people? Like as He Himself, He tries to, I don't know, remember His servants and give them His own blessings? Yes, He does. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who are inflicted with a calamity or a trial, they say to Allah, from Allah we came and to Allah we shall return. Or to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. If those who are patient, faced with calamity, say these words, obviously with patience, the answer comes from Allah. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Those are the ones who the prayers and the blessings of the Lord is on them. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to constantly remember you and praise for you Himself, then you have to be patient in matters of calamity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in that verse and He says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those are the one who are guided. And we find this in Al-Baqarah verse 157 and 156. So you can see how lofty sabr and patience it is if me and you just learn to control our anger, learn to control our emotion, learn to control our frustration, be it with ourselves, be it with our partners, be it in our family, with our relatives, or be it in general with people. Whatever we face, if we hold on to patience, if we persevere and we handle pressure head on with patience, then be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praying for you. Let us take a short break and we continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He looks at those who are patient, He gives them special regard. Now, me and you, we do ibadah. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can, day, night, fasting, prayer, Quran, and all these things. And we are trying to get to one particular point. And that is to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, over many times, He mentions the groups and He says, those are the ones that I love. How do I get Allah to love me? Because if Allah loves you, then you need no one else. Because the love of Allah should suffice you for eternity. It's a love that will never fade. It's a love that will never break your heart. It's a love that will completely gives you a piece of an ease of life and a piece of peace, if I can say the least. So how do we get Allah to love us? Well, let us look at the Quran and see what Allah says. Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يُحُبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. You find this in Ali Imran in verse 146. Allah says, I love those who are patient. Now, what else can I and you ask more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Beside the fact that He will enter me heaven without questioning. He will pray on me and give me His blessings and His mercy. And He will love me. And all I have to do in return is be patient. Have sabr. So don't think lightly of sabr when you are faced with a problem, when you are faced with calamity. You need to have patience. You need to train yourself to be patient. You need to make it a skill when it comes to patience. It's an arsenal that you cannot go to war without. This life is based on trials and tribulation and calamities. We are faced with them from every direction. They happen to us constantly. And what we need to do is patience. If we just control ourselves and have that patience, then the mercy of Allah showers us from every direction. His love, His mercy, His salah, and also His reward, a heaven without questioning. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد